everybody assumes that opening a radio station, the first commercial radio station in the country, would be a license to print money, but it wasn't quite like that, was it?
No, it wasn't at all. We weren't actually the first radio station. LBC were the first, but we were the first entertainment station. Mm-hmm. We were about a week later. And, I mean, we were very confident that we that there was a place for the kind of radio that independent radio was going to offer. But I don't think we ever knew, right from the very beginning, of the real crisis which hit us. I mean, we had neither listeners nor did we have advertisers. I mean, the number of advertisers were half a dozen. And there was every chance that we might have sunk. And we got to a point whereby John Whitney, who was the chief executive, and I literally had to go to the bank and plead and beg. We hadn't got enough money to pay the wages on Friday. I mean, it was as bad as that.
Is it true that you sold some of your own possessions?
I didn't actually sell them. I put them in the boot of the car. Being an actor, I'm rather overdramatic, you see. Bit of a ham. And I took them down to the Bank of Scotland. And a marvellous man who was the chief executive then. And we went in to plead for an upgrading of our overdraft. And I said, I've got the car downstairs. I said, I've parked it outside. And I've got five paintings, and they're worth X, you know. And you can have them. I'll bring them up. You can have them as security. And he went out. I said, give me five minutes. I said, I'll be back in a moment or two. And he came back and he said, no, you can keep your paintings. We'll give you your money. And suddenly it turned. And nobody knew why it turned. Suddenly the media were full of it, the newspapers. And we gathered an audience in London. I think the reason we gathered an audience in London is that we were part of London. We spoke to London. The BBC, the greatest broadcasting organization in the world, tended 20-odd years ago still to talk unto the nation. You know, this great ivory tower. They did us a favor by talking to us. Capital suddenly said, we're not talking down to anybody. You are part of our radio station. London is part of our radio station. Come in. Be part of it. We talk one-to-one. We don't talk to great audiences.
Here we are, 20 years on. The changes are enormous, are they? First of all, there's two radio stations now, of course.
Indeed, yes, and how marvellous they are. It was a brilliant idea, that, to bring in Capital Gold. Being very old, indeed, as you know. I love Capital Gold. I don't always find myself in total tune.
Well, we'll see if the kind of music that we play is the kind of music you like to listen to, because we're going to play the records that you've selected on this in this hour. What about your first record?
Well, it would be, I think, the greatest...